More Idaho Matters right now. $2 trillion over 10 years. That's about how much new spending Congress has approved during the Biden administration. Now, those numbers are so big that it can be hard to grasp the impact that this money will have. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie visited one project to see what some of that money is buying.
A small group of people in their teens and early 20s is camping on a distant plot of federal land down a bumpy dirt road in Carbon County, Wyoming. They're members of the Wyoming Conservation Corps. Achilles Hennessy just graduated high school.
I occasionally bring out like my guitar or my binoculars. I have a trivia game on my calculator that I brought out here too. It's a great little feeling to just be like away from things where you just kind of have to entertain yourself.
But it's not all fun and games. This group rises early to start working. They're using a large jackhammer to pound stakes into a muddy stream bed and gathering sagebrush and branches to weave between the stakes.
You can run piles down there if you need to.
The project is mimicking beaver dams, and Hennessy says it's working.
By the time like we're getting like halfway done with the dam, it's like I'm already like up to my ankles on just like a path that used to just be like dry land. Like, it's crazy how effective these things are.
This is the headwaters of the Colorado River system. Poor land management degraded it decades ago and dumped harmful sediment downstream. So the dams aim to recreate an oasis in a desert landscape. Nick Walworth is with the nonprofit Trout Unlimited, a partner in this project.
In this type of, you know, climate that has extreme droughts or extreme flows like we saw this year, those beavers do a lot of work into just kind of leveling that off and making it more habitable.
He says that helps several fish species survive, plus pronghorn and migratory birds. The Bureau of Land Management is spending $161 million on projects like this in 11 western states. It helps pay for things like labor and equipment. Walworth says because these investments are so big and occur over a long period of time, he can make a generational change. This year, they're building 15 to 20 dams, but
maybe by the end of next year, we're building significantly more than that and having a bigger impact throughout the whole drainage instead of just this one little area.
The Biden administration has been highlighting these sorts of stories this year. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland recently spoke in Vermont.
Strengthening our response to disappearing species and habitat loss is crucial if we are to leave behind a livable planet for future generations.
And infrastructure money is going much further. It's expanding broadband service, plugging orphaned wells, and conserving water. But the rollout of money has its critics. Rennie McKay is policy director for the governor of Wyoming.
As these acts passed Congress, his line was, we're borrowing dollars from our great-grandchildren, because that's what we're doing with deficit spending.
States and cities also got funding, but for some conservatives, it just doesn't feel right to spend so much. Still, the money is tough to resist.
If Wyoming passes on these dollars, that doesn't mean the dollars don't get spent. That just means they go to other states.
McKay says the governor has been prioritizing important parts of the state's economy, like energy, education, and highways. But here's another problem. A lot of this money gets doled out via competitive grants, which can put rural communities at a disadvantage.
We know plenty of municipalities where the grant writer may also be the mayor or the city manager.
So Wyoming is hosting workshops for towns and counties to learn how to navigate this funding process. Because everyone agrees, when the money is spent right, it's valuable on the ground. Back at the creek, Achilles Hennessy and 19-year-old Cody Tripp are getting a small stipend, a humbling life experience, and a little perspective.
It's pretty cool to be like, I guess, I think the end of the cutting axe, which is the progress of these jobs, you know?
It definitely feels like you're a part of like something bigger.
The Conservation Corps gets 10 days of work here before moving on to another project in Wyoming. In the meantime, they get to cool off in a newly created oasis. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Carbon County, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.